Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. It is your AEW Dynamite Blood and Guts post-show. Jericho falls off the cage tonight. The Young Bucks and Good Brothers beat down Moxley and Eddie Kingston, and a lot of blood. And I guess some guts. Saw some blood tonight. Saw a lot of blood tonight at AEW Blood and Guts. Didn't see a lot of guts. Johnny North is with me. My man Glenn McKenzie is with me as well. Where are you guys? There you go. What's up, dudes?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm well.
We're good. We're good. You guys like Dynamite? Johnny? Oh, hold on a second, Johnny. You're muted. Hold on. Let me get your sound back on for a second here. Whoa. Johnny's muted. Hold on a second. We can't go on until we get Johnny's sound back. Johnny, talk to me. Oh, wait.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. There we go.
Okay, great. Cool.
So how was Dynamite, Johnny?
So, yeah. I thought Blood and Guts, the match was good. First hour wasn't a bad. So that's how what I thought about Dynamite this week.
Oh,
first hour not
there.
Great. Second hour we're good.
Okay. First hour not great. You didn't like the first hour. I thought the show overall was pretty good. I liked Dynamite tonight. I thought it was fine. We'll get to match by match and your problems with the show. Glenn, did you like Dynamite tonight? Did you have a good time watching AEW?
I liked the blood and guts. The rest was kind of just filler to me. It wasn't bad wrestling. It wasn't good wrestling. It was wrestling. You know, there was nothing really to write home about in that first hour or the first like hour and 10 minutes. And those interviews, oh my God, you know, like I wanted to kill myself with their little interviews that they were doing. It was horrible, but yeah, no, the last match was amazing.
Okay.
Except for the end.
All right. Well, let me know your thoughts here. Give me your thoughts on the chat. I'm seeing some members of the team here. Doug Hepburn is here. He thought it was, he thought it was a good show. Angelo Contagonis says, what's happening? What's happening? Angelo, don't forget to become a member of the YouTube channel here. Don't forget to like this video. Like the video. Very easy. Just hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel and get the notifications and all of those good things. Hit us up on Super Chat if you have any questions here tonight, any pressing matters you think we need to get to. Hit us up on Super Chat. That way I can see all the questions that come in. Shout out to Lauren Cronish, Ray Cruz on the chat as well. Doug Hepburn says, wrestling in the first hour was decent, but storyline so-so. So kind of echoing what you guys are saying about the show tonight, I think I come at this from a different perspective because I'm more in the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, BTE, New Japan, Bullet Club, Talkin' Shop, kind of longtime fan, fully indoctrinated into the gimmick, into the angle, into the boys. And you guys are not so much into all the extra Bucks and even Good Brothers stuff. Like, I listened to Talkin' Shop. Glenn, do you know what Talkin' Shop is?
Is that like a fast food truck or something that parks in the plateau?
It sounds
pretty delicious.
So it is the podcast of the,
right.
of the Good Brothers. Okay.
No, I do not listen to
so
that,
they,
of course.
Right. But, you know, it's part of the gimmick. It's part of the thing. You guys aren't watching Being the Elite. And I think that because of that, you're not so into what you saw at the beginning of the show. But for me, I thought it was fantastic. Like, I do not mind at all seeing the Young Bucks and the Good Brothers beat the holy hell out of Jon Moxley and Eddie Kingston. I enjoyed that. I enjoy the prancing around the ring. I enjoy the gesturing. I enjoy the super kicks. I enjoy the magic killers. I enjoyed every single second of that. I loved seeing those guys together doing their thing. I'm into it hook, line, and sinker. Like, I'm buying into it. And Johnny, I see you. You're just, you can't believe it. You're disgusted with me and you're shocked. But you know me, John. You know that I like it, man. I like Kenny. I've been a Kenny fan for a very long time. You know, I've been a fan of the Bucks for a very long time. I remember when they were Generation Me in TNA, and I was like, holy hell, these guys are some of the best wrestlers I've ever seen. Like, I've been a fan of these guys for a very, very long time, Johnny North. And you could shake your head all you want, but I am going to rub it in your face here tonight. I loved it. Don Callis, Michael Nakazawa in the ring. Johnny, let me have it. I mean, they started the match, the show, you know, with Don Callis and Nakazawa doing a little promo there. And the cameraman seemed like he had trouble figuring out where to shoot it from. Like, it was weird. They used the left ring at first, and then they used the right ring later on. I think the right ring was the right ring in the end to use when they were doing the single ring matches.
I see what you did there.
Hey. So John Moxley and Eddie. So Callis is like, Kenny's not here. It's going to be Nakazawa by himself against Moxley and Kingston. Moxley and Kingston come in through the crowd. Kenny Omega hits them with the belt and attacks them before the match. Then they have the match. You know, it's all right. It wasn't a great match. I'll give it to you. It wasn't the best match ever. Kenny eventually just bails on the match. And Nakazawa takes the fall there from John Moxley. But after the match, the Young Bucks show up on the stage, and then the Good Brothers attack Kingston and Moxley from behind. They hit the Magic Killer. They hit the super kicks. Kenny comes back out. He hits the One Winged Angel on Eddie Kingston. Nick Jackson's there counting 1, 2, 3. Just taunting, just being these bad guy heels, and I love it. I loved every minute of it, Johnny. I loved the post-match beatdown. I loved watching the boys, and I know after the show you're going to catch a kiss for the boys, and you don't know what that means, and that's okay, but for those that do...
What's going on here?
Johnny's catching a
kiss. You have to watch 3 hours of bonus right now. Material to enjoy the Bucks right now.
That's right. But if you do, if you're in it, yeah. If you're fully into it, it's too sweet, brother. Too sweet. I'm loving it. Johnny, let me have it. Yeah, the danglies. Carl's danglies.
I got some danglies, right?
Carl's danglies in his pants, headphones. Brother. Carl's danglies in his pants. Touch it.
I got my danglies earphones.
Fantastic. Oh, danglies. Johnny, tell me about your danglies. No. Tell me about how you feel about the Bucks and the Good Brothers in the opening segment.
It's just a shame. Like, you have, like, Blood and Guts. That's a match I think people remember for a long time. Unfortunately, the first match on that show was probably the worst match we saw tonight. Like, really, really bad. Like, insulting, actually. Yeah. To watch.
Insulting. Have you watched
that? That was
lately?
Really bad.
Someone super chat that because that is correct.
Oh,
that's absolutely correct.
I love it.
Absolutely correct.
It's why was Johnny. It so bad, John? What
Give
was so
him.
Bad about that match?
Did you not see like a lot of the strikes in that match, like completely off? Like even on Moxley. I mean, mostly it was on Nakazawa, and you know how bad he is. But even Moxley was off, like, a lot of his striking, like, clearly not hitting whatsoever. And, like, you know, these are supposed to be your main event guys, and it looks clearly just bad.
Well, Moxley, you know, it's Moxley. I'm not trying to defend John Moxley here. Fine. The match
and even just the pacing of that match, too, just really not good.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I like the post-match beatdown, though. All the boys together. I enjoyed that.
Going back to post-match the
beatdown. We'll never save a match like that. Like, who cares about a beatdown? Like, this is the problem with most of the show. Like, you're just waiting to get to the main event.
Hey, brother. It was good by me. I didn't understand the booking of Moxley tonight. He's like a babyface here, but against Yuji Nagata, he's a heel. Talking about how he's going to beat and bludgeon an old man. This, like, nice old Japanese man, Yuji Nagata. He's quite old, you know? And, like, Moxie's like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to rip you limb from limb. And, like, he's cutting his promo, and he's going to have this match next week. And it's like, well, you're, like, 20 years younger than him, man. Like, this is kind of mean, you know? It was a weird juxtaposition of the John Moxley characters, right? He's got one kind of deal in New Japan, and I guess he's got a different deal in AEW, where he's this sympathetic babyface getting beat up, but then later in the show, he's cutting this promo about how he's going to beat the hell out of Yuji Nagata next week. It's like, what? I felt bad for Yuji. God. Poor Yuji. I love Yuji. Poor old Yuji.
Oh, he disrespected Moxley, so he's going to deserve this beating he's going to get.
How exactly? I wasn't clear on that.
Moxley said it, like, he disrespected him, like, he showed him respect, and Eugene didn't show him respect back, so now he's just going to have to hurt him.
It's fair.
Yeah, but he didn't say how he disrespected him, right? I'm not really sure what the disrespect was. I didn't catch it. Like, he's like, oh, I showed you respect, but you didn't show me respect back. Well, what, I didn't catch it. I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing. There's a lot of, like, outside stuff you have to watch. To know it, what's happening in AEW, right?
Just something in the promo, I think, that he said, just the way he said it, I guess it was kind of disrespectful the way Moxley took it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, too bad. Now they're just going to have to fight.
Like, Ethan Page, when he was cutting a promo on Darby tonight, he was talking about how he'd done this and that to Darby in the past, and I'm like, when did this happen? You've been an Impact for the past, like, 5 years, no? When did this happen? I'm not really sure. Like, Ethan Page has this whole history with Darby that we're supposed to know about. I never heard anything about this until Ethan Page is like, I put a dent in your skull. There's metal in your elbow because of me, Darby. And I'm like, really? When did this happen? Are you a skateboarder, too? And you, like, skateboard tripped him or something? I don't think that goes on. Combat skateboarding? That'd be fun. But, like, I don't understand.
Combat skateboard. You've had some extra coffee before the show, eh?
Starting new sports,
I feel
brother.
It.
Yeah, it's
I
something.
Feel it.
It might be the Alaskan something.
Alaskan.
Alaskan ice, I think it was, that I had before the show.
What the fuck is that?
Very
Alaskan
nice
ice.
Alaskan ice. Don't worry about it, Glenn. I'll tell you later.
I need to know.
Well, you will soon find. If you think about it hard, you'll figure it out. So I didn't understand that, you know, the Ethan Page thing, but we can get to that. Johnny, he hates the Good Brothers. He thinks they're jerks. And I'm going to tell Luke Gallows you said that, John.
He's so
big
oiled
LG.
Up
and really not
scared
whatsoever.
Of the big LG?
How much oil he puts on his arm.
He's going to whack it right in your face, brother. What are you talking about?
Yeah, not scared.
Oh, shit.
Those guys are hilarious. Their podcast is terrible and great at the same time. So good. And they revealed on their podcast, I don't know if you knew this, but did you know that, like, you knew, Johnny knew, Glenn, I don't know if you knew this, but so when AEW Dynamite started, the Good Brothers had a deal in place to go and be on Dynamite, and they were going to attack the Young Bucks, and they were going to start with a feud, but instead they got a bigger deal from WWE, and they signed that deal, and then they got fired like 3 months later when the pandemic hit, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So
something like that.
I don't know how many months. I don't think it was 3 months later. It was probably more, right? But that's what happened, right, John?
A lot more. Yeah.
Right, yeah, several months later. I don't know. Whatever. A year later. It doesn't matter. The point is they signed a big contract for like several years of WWE, and they got fired like, you know, a few months into it. And they revealed on their podcast, they didn't quite reveal it, but if you listen closely to the podcast and what they said, there was supposed to be a third man jumping from WWE with the Good Brothers, and it was AJ Styles. AJ was
really?
Gonna,
wow.
Yeah, he was gonna jump with the Good Brothers to AEW, but instead he took the offer just like Good Brothers did, and he actually convinced Carl and Gallows to take the deal and to stay with WWE. And of course it worked out for AJ so far, but it hasn't worked out, of course, for Gallows and Anderson. But AJ was gonna be the third man, and he actually called Matt Jackson and thanked him for giving him that great offer from AEW because it drove his price up in WWE, and he signed for several million dollars, right? So
he got the main event with Taker.
Yeah, well, that too. He got a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, he's still well taken care of by WWE, and financially he did really, really well off that deal. And that is something I learned only in the past few days. And I don't know how many people picked up on that. I don't know how many people really know about that. But AJ Styles was supposed to be the third man there with Gallows and Anderson. They were going to jump from WWE, but the money was too good and Triple H was too damn charming. Really very good convincer. Very interesting stuff. The Young Bucks were on the talking show.
They weren't using him too well then.
Yeah. It makes
sense.
Like, they
weren't using him a lot back then. Yeah, that's true. Like, and when he sorry, go on.
No, I mean, no, he's friends with those guys too. You know, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And the Young Bucks were recently on Talk It Shop, and I heard that and kind of connected a couple dots. And yeah, AJ was the guy. Pretty nuts, John. Pretty nuts. It would have been pretty great, right? But now instead, you get to see AJ with Omos, and Omos is pretty damn
cool.
That's
You like Omos?
I mean, he's very large. I like that. I like that he's large. I like that everything he does. I like that everything he's done to New Day looks devastating. Like, every time he does a move on one of those guys, except for his backbreaker. His backbreaker looks super weak. But everything else, like the choke bomb, even he did a straight shove to Kofi, and Kofi took the worst bump on it. It was just so, like, bam, you know? And even a shove looks horrible from Omos. Like, everything he does looks so strong and, like, overstrong and rough that, you know, I mean, New Day has made him look really good. We'll see how he goes so far, you know, going forward. But, I mean, you can't hate the guy for being gigantic. He's gigantic, so there's something
there.
Well,
no, yeah, for sure.
As big as he is.
Probably like, can't wrestle.
Yeah, it's hard to move when you're that tall, right? Like, his mobility isn't great, but...
Gives me the Giant Gonzalez vibe, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, for
even
sure.
Even Great Khali, same thing.
Like, yes.
There's always so much they could do with that.
Yeah, but...
or even Zeus.
He's younger than them, I think, and he's got more upside than they did.
Big move.
Possibly? I don't know. Khali's a Hall of Famer, so I'll leave it up to
Omos. Is he in the Hall of Fame, really? They put Khali in the Hall of Fame?
This year, yeah.
They did, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I missed
that's
that.
Political,
that's shocking.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
That's wow.
But John,
there's a lot of other people who should be in the Hall of Fame, not fucking Khali.
John, you're a big fan of Omos, right? You're Omos's number one fan, no?
Jesus.
Hey, you can say a lot of things, but you say a lot of BS recently, Dave, so just keep going with their BS all night long.
I guess you don't like Omos. I was under the impression that you liked him because he's a big Haas. Big Haas Omos. I thought you liked him. Sorry, John.
I'm not his number one fan. I don't mind him. I think it's interesting with him and AJ.
Yeah.
But I'm still not going to watch Raw for him.
Okay. I mean, he's not
definitely
worth,
not.
He's not worth watching a show for. Although, I will say Raw was good this week. Doug Hepburn says, what did he say? Dave, I watched the replay of the Raw recap, which you can watch every Monday night. I'm on after Monday Night Raw. And he says, I know more about hockey than I let on. Give me a synopsis. What happened tonight? 5-1 Ottawa over Habs. Oh, did the Canadians lose tonight, Johnny?
Oh, God, yeah.
They lost. It happens. They don't win every game. Still making the playoffs.
Well,
how are the
crazy
Yankees
amount
doing?
Of injuries, man.
The Yankees have won like 7 straight, I think. They're doing pretty good.
In a playoff spot
the Yankees are...
They're trailing Boston by maybe a half a game. I don't know how they did tonight, but it's close. And it's, you know, talking about playoffs, John, we're April. 2.5 games back of the Red Sox. They're in second place. The Yankees have been surging. They won a bunch of games in a row. So
Canadians got major injuries, man. We got like 6 major injuries. Well, no.
Oh, yeah?
5 injuries and one guy who's been out for undisclosed whatever. Drouin, I believe.
Yeah.
He's gone for, I don't know if it was drugs or whatever he's got going on, but I think he's gone for the season.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And
we got Price out. We got Weber out. We got, the list goes on. Gallagher's out. Like, and we had some big wins last couple of games. Huge wins. Big comebacks. We're chasing that third spot in the playoffs, man, so we could hit Edmonton instead of Toronto in the first round. It's a big difference. Though, honestly, I prefer Toronto in the first round. I don't want Edmonton. Because I think McDavid's going to really fucking kick it up in the playoffs. And McDavid's like, McDavid and that other German player, what's his name? Fuck. You know that I'm talking. Anyways, they're going to kick it up, man. And that's,
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, Draisaitl. That's it. Yeah, they're going to fucking kick it up. And we've been able to shut them down the entire season. But I think it's going to come back and it's going to bite us in the ass in the playoffs. So let's get Toronto first and fuck them up. Fuck them up.
So there you go. Hockey.
Get me going about it.
We did it.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we really segued. We've gone to Raw, to hockey. You guys want to talk about something else?
Let's get back
to
Dynamite.
You guys want to talk about
Cody and QT Marshall? You guys didn't love this match. Cody and QT. Cody wins with the figure four leg lock. A couple issues I had with the match. Cody had a weightlifting belt, right? The referee takes the belt away from Cody, makes a big deal of like, no, 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 Cody, you can't use this belt on QT. But then QT has a belt, and the ref sees QT with his belt, and he smacks Cody with it, and then he takes the belt away from him. But, like, QT doesn't get disqualified for the belt. So, like, why is he trying to take the belt away from Cody? Cody seems to be allowed to use one of those belts in the match. Also, Arn Anderson just straight up attacked QT Marshall outside the ring. I didn't know your manager was allowed to attack your opponent during the match, and you were like not disqualified for it. Yeah, he not only attacked QT, he was winning. Old Arn Anderson was like beating up QT, and I was like, why doesn't Arn just take this match for you, Cody? He seems to have a lot easier time beating QT up. And then the referee was just like, get in the back, Arn Anderson. Get out of here, crazy guy. But no disqualification. So that was a little weird. But the double reverse tombstone spot they did was amazing.
Triple.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really cool.
They tripped that.
Cody hit a really nice moonsault in the match. Like, I thought the match was pretty good. But, John, you didn't like the first hour, and this was in the first hour. So did you not like this match?
Well, you just named a couple of those terrible spots they did with the whole belt and then Arn and then that thing on the outside with the fans as well holding QT for Cody. Just too much ridiculousness. Way too much. Like, it's cool. You can do a bunch of awesome moves, but they mean nothing if the match doesn't make any sense.
I thought the match made sense for the most part. The referee was kind of letting things go, I guess.
Three times. It's too much. It's way
too
much.
There's no DQs really in AEW, though, right? Like, they don't really disqualify anybody. So, I mean, because of that, I can kind of accept it. It was a little weird, though. It was a lot. Like, the weight belt is one thing. The fans is, you know, but Arn Anderson just attacking QT during the match, like, seemed a little much. That seemed to be pushing the, we're kind of lax on DQ rules here, right? Like, it was a little much.
QT went after him, though, didn't he? Like, QT got in his face, I think. Arn was in the corner there just minding his business.
Maybe.
I don't think Arn came up to him. I think it was the opposite. QT was kind of, like, jabbing at him a bit and then went over there. And then Arn just gave him a forearm into the pole, just kind of clamped him there for a little while, which was a hell of a move. I've never seen that before.
Are you allowed now to push guys in pro wrestling? Like, if you're ringside, can you push the opponent? Because Arn just kind of pushed QT around. And on Raw this week, I was watching Drew McIntyre, or was it? I think it was Braun wrestled Bobby. And Drew McIntyre is like on commentary, and he just straight up pushed Braun Strowman. And the referee saw it, and like nothing happened. And then Braun turns around, he gets speared by Bobby and loses. So I think like that's a new rule in wrestling or something. I don't know. It's super weird.
Outside the ring, anything goes.
They give
you a mulligan.
What's blood and guts? What, and how come Cody was bleeding? After the match, Cody comes up bloody, and I'm like, "Where he was bleeding really bad from his eye, and I'm like, how did that happen? Did anybody catch what possibly cut Cody there?
I didn't catch it. I mean, it's just something where maybe he just got scratched somehow. It's one of those little things, like maybe he just like landed on the ring wrong or something, or he landed on something that was like kind of sticking out or something. It's one of those weird things. Clearly, he wasn't supposed to bleed because they had more than enough blood already on the show. So, definitely an accident.
Yeah. You get clipped really easy just over this, like, eye shot right over here. It's really, I get cut there all the time, man, when I'm grappling. And it's like, and it bleeds a lot. Like, it bleeds a ridiculous amount. Like, head cuts bleed a insane amount, but even over the eye right around here.
Yeah.
Like, kind of eyebrow lower. And that seems to be where he got clipped. And it could be anything. Sometimes I just take like a light like headbutt over here and you get it, light elbow. It really doesn't take much. Could have been a scratch too. You never know. Scratch wouldn't bleed like that, but
yeah,
it would kind of like, yeah. So he just took an impact somewhere. I was going to rewind it to try to see, but no, I don't know. I've been scratched there too. And the scratch is just fucking scratch. They don't gush blood. It was an impact thing to make that kind of like open. You actually need a stitch for that too. You got to get about one stitch for that sometimes.
Yeah, he was bleeding a lot too. It was just weird because I didn't notice that he was bleeding at all during the match, and then the match ended, and Cody's just got QT in a figure four, and then as soon as the match is over, it seems like Cody is gushing blood, and you're like, "What? He wasn't bleeding at all during the match." It was a little odd. Where did Glenn go?
We lost Glenn there.
Can we bring Glenn back?
We can hear Glenn still.
Yeah, we can still hear him, but
I'm here,
something
guys.
Happened. Something happened, and we just lost Glenn's video.
Well, I'm taking off my clothes. If this is the way it's going to be, I'm taking off my clothes right now.
We're going to get you back.
Shirt,
I don't know what's going
coming
on.
Off. The pants are already off.
What is
I can
happening?
See myself in my mini screen. I'm getting naked, boys. You might not want to turn this back on.
We're fixing this.
Keep me in the dark. I'm in the dark here. Don't you understand? I'm in the dark.
There you go. You're back.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, put some clothes on.
Anyways, Anthony Ogogo showed up after the match. The British boxing guy, he won a bronze medal or something in the Olympics. Was it bronze or silver? It wasn't gold. It was something, right, John?
I'm moving now.
I want to say bronze. I forget what JR said, but I think it was bronze.
Okay. So he shows up after the match, and he drops Cody with a punch to the gut because that's his move. That's his big finishing move. He punches you in the gut. And then he draped the Union Jack over Cody's prone body.
Prone.
God save the queen? I don't know. I don't know what to think of the Union Jack. Like, what is... I mean, I get
he's
it.
British.
He's from England, so Union Jack. It's just odd. But hey, okay, cool.
Well,
he's doing
the
it
Hitman
for England.
Used to put the Canadian flag everywhere. I mean, it wasn't so bad. He's doing the same thing for the Brits.
Yeah. All right. I guess he's
you
like the
mean?
British baby face. He's baby face for England and not for the rest of the, I don't know. I don't know how many of our English wrestling fans, some of the people in the Wrestling Uncensored universe might be. Are you guys into Anthony Ogogo? Is that like a guy that you're into because he's dropping the Union Jack and he won a bronze medal for your country? Or do you just not care, kind of like us? Because I see him and I'm like, oh, he punches you in the gut, doesn't seem to do much. And now he's got a Union Jack because he's from England and like, what else is he going to do? I don't know. It was a little odd, but I guess it's going to be Cody versus Anthony Ogogo possibly at Double or Nothing because Cody is supposed to make some sort of announcement for Double or Nothing next week. What could Cody be announcing next week other than a match with Anthony Ogogo there, John? What do you think?
Well, that's not really enticing, that kind of match, especially because Anthony, like, he hasn't really done much. If you saw him, like, when he wrestled, he pretty much all he does is the punch, and that's it. So he seems very limited in the ring. I think the best thing that they could do is just have pretty much most of the Nightmare family against, like, QT's Factory. I think just do a multi-man match like that. That would be the most intriguing thing they could do for the pay-per-view.
War Games, baby. Blood and guts. Can they do it again?
It's a little too soon.
How about a bunkhouse brawl?
Yeah, that'd be fine, sure.
Bunkhouse, baby. Or like a chain match where like everybody's chained together, like 10 guys all chained together having to like beat the hell out of each other. You know, like a dog collar match, except it's not one-on-one. It's like 5-on-5.
Chained together. Like 10 years of slave or something like that. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be a horrible match.
Well, you know, chained to, you know, to each other. Just got to fight. I don't know. They do it with a dog collar match, right? I've seen Johnny chained to another man.
I'd pay to see Johnny.
Oh, strapped. He was strapped to another man. Sorry, John.
Well, were you? Hey, now.
Scorpio Sky.
It's actual.
That's right. John just wants to be accurate. Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page are interviewed outside in the arena somewhere, like in the concourse seats. I don't know, up where they sit, right? Scorpio says, Sting is a mosquito feeding off the blood of this company. And he tells Sting, you've overstayed your welcome, Steve. Showtime's over. I'm the franchise now, bitch. And I was like, whoa. I like that from Scorpio Sky. It was aggressive. He was going right at Sting. He was calling him Steve. He was saying a lot of things that people were thinking about him. Like, you know, you're here kind of leeching off the company. You've overstayed your welcome. You're past your prime. What are you doing here? Showtime is over. I mean, he's 63 years old, so it's a good promo to cut on
Sting. He's also not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. 62, whatever.
Sting's gotta go.
He's, you know, a little older than the average pro wrestler. And, you know, Scorpio said some good stuff about him there in the promo. And then Ethan Page talks about the dent he put in Darby's head and metal in his elbow. And they had some sort of feud in the past on the indies, I guess. But it wasn't really clear. It would have been good if they could have had some video or still images of those matches just to kind of clue the viewers in on what the hell's going on there. Maybe they'll fill us in later on. But they could have been ready with that. Right there, I think it would have been a lot better to kind of help us along in this story. Darby Allin attacks both of the guys. He shows up while they're doing their promos, starts beating up on them. He did a cool coffin drop off a thing that he climbed up on. It was pretty cool. But then eventually Ethan Page and Scorpio start beating on Darby, and they throw him down a couple flights of steps, and it looks horrible. Like, it was rough looking, pretty brutal. Pretty brutal. I liked it. I liked this whole segment. I liked the promo. I thought this was the best thing that Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky have done with Sting and Darby so far. Right? It hasn't been great.
Glenn's waiting to kill you on this.
What? Go ahead.
Glenn's going to tear you apart here. It was so stupid. It was like, I don't understand how they, like, I don't know. If you're going to beat down a guy outside and throw him down steps, like, I know it went to picture in picture. And I thought something else was going to happen. And it's just Darby sitting on the steps and they're just on top of the steps. Like, yeah, we threw him down. Like, go down the steps and finish him off. He's still moving. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't understand about the whole thing. Like, finish him off. Throw him down the other fucking flight.
Oh.
Do something with him. It was a good bump that he took for sure. It's not fun falling down concrete steps. I'm sure he's used to it from skateboarding, though. So maybe he knows how to roll down those things. But, like, I don't know. I just understand the whole point of watching him sit there and, oh, I got a headache as the referees come down. They're celebrating at the top and doing whatever. It just looked really cheesy to me. I don't know. Beat the shit out of him. Just go beat him. Finish it up or cut the promo.
Yeah, but you know I mean, it's pro wrestling. They don't always finish a guy and, like, put him out forever. They kind of leave.
When they threw Mick Foley down the steps, he didn't get back up. Like, let him lie there and go to commercial.
Darby was lying there, right?
He got up. He was holding his head. They were rocking him back and forth. It was in picture in picture.
Oh.
It was ridiculous.
I watched that picture in picture.
Oh, I do. You see good stuff there.
I skip over
a lot. You see good stuff in the picture in picture.
If they're not willing to show it to me on a big screen or whatever, I'm not really willing to watch it. And especially when I'm watching Dynamite. And like I start watching it at like 8:20, I need to skip through those commercials. So I'm not watching the picture in picture.
No, but so do I. I get here at 8:30, right? So like I zoom through too, but I mean, I don't zoom through that picture in picture. You gotta see like what's going on. I thought there was going to be some aftermath. I was like, why do they keep showing him sitting on the steps? Why wouldn't you just cut?
How are you doing this?
I skip the intros.
I skip the intros. Even the intros is not enough.
I'll tell you exactly where I skip. I skip during their walk-ins.
Yeah.
That kills a lot of time.
Of course.
I skipped over the beginning of that Darby thing where they were yapping. So the beginning of the Scorpio Sky promo and maybe about half of that.
Oh, so you skip over some promo.
A little bit, yeah. When it's boring. Yeah, for sure. And then when the beatdown starts up, I go.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. And then I catch up at around 9:10. That's when I get back even Steven.
Yeah.
I kind of skipped over the what's her name there, the women's match, because I knew exactly what was going to happen there. Yeah, so I just fast forward on one.
Not much there. Not much women's wrestling tonight. That was the only match. And, you know, it was a big show, and that's all they kind of gave us, which is a little disappointing. Where's Hikaru Shida?
What a waste of time.
Up here on this show. It's, you know, you had Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa in one of the bloodiest, most violent matches in the company's history, and here's Blood and Guts, and Britt Baker's there, but she wrestles Julia Hart, this unknown jabroni, and beats her in a couple of minutes with her lockjaw
submission.
Whose
gimmick is a cheerleader.
Is it? I couldn't even tell. I was like,
yeah, she's supposed to be a cheerleader. It's ridiculous.
I was like, is she Natty's daughter? Who is this? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. It was brutal. It was bad.
I know Natty doesn't have kids. I was joking because her last name's Hart.
Did her boobs get bigger, by the way? They just keep getting bigger.
Pardon me? Who are we talking about?
Natalia.
Are what we talking, are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh shit! No, I'm talking about Natalia Hart.
Let's not comment on that, John. Just, well, just
they
avoid
got,
it.
They got bigger. What do you mean? I don't know. How could you avoid them? They're huge. They're right there.
Haven't noticed. I haven't noticed any change. I haven't noticed any change with Natty's size in any kind of way or her look.
I don't know what's going on here. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying they're noticeably larger.
I don't think so.
Or perhaps it's a...
I think that's just maybe her outfit that you're noticing. I don't think she's had any change.
It could be. It could be a double or triple push-up bra going on there. I don't know.
I don't know
the tricks of the trade. Johnny does. Maybe he could show us a little backstage magic.
You see
what happens there.
You like it. Glenn likes it.
I like boobs. Well, yes. That's not in question here. I'm just saying they look noticeably larger. I'm not saying that they look fantastic. I said they look noticeably larger. They're getting kind of ridiculous. Soon she's going to be on Botched.
What do you think about men's butts? Because I saw a lot of men's butts tonight. Could have called this show Blood and Butts. QT Marshall's butt was exposed. Dax Harwood's butt was exposed during the Blood and Guts match. What's the deal with all the butts tonight? And how did they get, when QT's butt was exposed, how did they get the blurry thing over QT's butt?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought this show was live. I don't understand how they got the blurry thing over QT's butt, but then later when they showed Dax Harwood's butt, no blurry thing. Full butt crack, full like pull down of his butt. Blood and Butts. AEW's Blood and Butts. Because I didn't see any guts, but I did see blood, and I did see butts. So I think Blood and Butts would have been a better title for the show tonight. John, what do you think about men butts? And could you explain to me, you're always explaining things to me, how did they get the blurry on QT's butt, but not on Dax Harwood's butt?
Well, I think with QT, that was planned. Like, they knew that was going to happen, and they wanted that. Because that was for the spot, right? That QT got out of that spot because he was in that sunset flip position, and he lowered his trunks on purpose so Cody would release the hold. So they knew that was going to happen. I feel like with Dax, like, that wasn't supposed to happen. It just happened like that. So that's why you didn't get the blur on that one. I think he wanted to grab his trunks, but he actually grabbed too much.
You like Blood and Butts? I thought that was pretty good.
It's pretty clever.
Blood and Guts sounds better, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. If they called the show Blood and Butts, they'd be like, what kind of weird porno is this?
That's like a porno you get from New Jersey or something.
Like, what kind of like weird
Jersey
like,
porn.
Porno horror movie are you showing us tonight, AEW? I don't think Blood and Butts would have passed the test on TNT. I think that would have been a little rough to call the show Blood and Butts. I'm just saying, you know, I didn't see anyone's actual guts, but I did see blood, and I did see some butts. More butts than you normally see on an episode of Dynamite, which I thought was odd. Even one clearly planned butt spot, right? With the blurry on the QT's butt. Like, that was planned.
Where are we going with this?
I'm just saying, it was weird that they had so many butts on the show tonight. Like, in AEW's history, I don't think we've seen many male butts on Dynamite. Tonight, two different matches, and one of them was a planned butt spot. Like, I don't know. It's odd. And the show was called Blood and Guts. And to me, Blood and Butts.
Blood and then JR with his little joke, get him to the hospital. His ass is cracked.
Shawn Michaels wasn't on this show, John.
Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, they did it for years. You should be used to this.
Rick Rude did it. I remember Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior had a steel cage match, and Rude's like whole ass was out. Like, not like the crack, but his entire, like, his trunks were pulled like to his knees, and he was just walking around for most of the match like that. And I remember as a kid being like, what is this show?
I don't remember
like,
that
at
all.
What's happening? I swear, I have it on a VHS. Most of the match, it's like best of WWF steel cages. I still have the VHS. Anybody has a VCR?
Happened to Sasha Banks.
Did it?
She had like half of her ass hanging out in one. Yeah, it was an NXT because she was wearing like super tight shorts and one cheek went right up the crack. And she had, like, one cheek out the entire, I'd say, half the match.
Well, that is less offensive.
It's happened more than once.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
When it's Sasha,
I think Hell in a Cell.
Okay. She's allowed. Yeah. She can do whatever she wants because she's the boss, bitch. Taz, explain to us the Christian frog splash and the kill switch and why they are effective moves in Taz's wrestling talk. Glenn, as a jiu-jitsu teacher, did you learn some things there that you might teach your students?
I skipped over it.
Johnny, what'd you think of Taz's technique talk?
That's one of my skip overs.
I mean, yeah, I don't blame you. I wanted to skip over it. It was bad.
Well, I guess in the end, he's just kind of putting over the fact that Christian can't do this for Ryan Cage, which I guess is the eventual match he's going to have, I guess.
I guess. Is that what they were? I don't know. Like, Taz starts talking, Christian Cage, the frog splash, you see, and it's got to get the momentum to hit the angle. And I'm like, I was not listening. I don't know. Like, Glenn skipped it, but I was just mentally not there, so I couldn't tell you what they're building towards.
Why does Taz sound like Bill Cosby to you?
Yeah, I know.
Gonna hit you with the Taz mission, and then we're gonna use Kodak film to film some disgusting things that Taz is gonna do with Team Taz. I don't know where I'm going there. Like, Taz is a
dark place. Johnny's losing it.
Taz is some sort of serial
rapist. Dark places, like, man.
Bill Cosby. Fuck Bill Cosby. What a terrible guy. What an awful man. Whoa. It's still shocking to me.
I just found $10 on my couch. Look at that. What a blessing.
Congratulations.
Bless up.
Nice.
It is still shocking to me that Bill Cosby, like, raped so many people and is in jail. Like, it's still amazing, you know? Because for most of our lives, he was, like, not known as that guy. And now he's like, you know, this horrible, horrible man. It's crazy.
I might super chat that. That's a sign.
There you go.
I'm going to super chat that $10 right back to you, Dave.
That's it. Glenn wants to push a super chat. Super chat for Glenn. Hit Glenn up on super chat. He wants to hear the sound effect when I go super chat.
I love the super chat. It gets me excited. And I heard that my little buddy Anthony over there, Delasio.
Yeah.
He's going to match whatever anybody donates tonight, so.
Oh. He's actually banned from the chat.
That's what I heard.
He's banned from the chat for some reason.
You did not ban him from the chat, did you?
He is banned.
Oh, it's happened before.
He is banned from the chat. He's trying to chat, and it's not working, and he's mad about it, and I don't even know why he's banned. I think it's he was, like, spamming the chat. And he's, like, the only person that's ever been banned from the chat, but he was spamming so much that, like, the system just automatically banned him because it was like, this is some sort of robot. We got to get rid of him. It was weird. Yeah.
It's true. He is spammy. I reported him once on Facebook. He probably got a ban on there because of me. He doesn't know it because he just sends me all kinds of ridiculous shit all the time. Like, just it's just
did
pure
you,
spam.
Did you report?
It's like, watch me take a
him?
Shower.
You know, reported. Like, you reported Anthony Delezio on Facebook?
Oh yeah. Oh
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. I think you got like a week ban or a 3-day ban. Now you know it's me, Anthony. You know it's me, Delezio. I did it to you. But he spams me. Like, it's ridiculous. Anything he does in life, I get a little chat. I don't know, like a whoa, super chats. I heard
yeah,
super
coming
chats.
In. Angelo's hitting you up.
Here we
says,
go.
Angelo says, "Here you go, Glenn. Thank you, hey. Angelo." Douglas Hepburn says, Dave, master impressionist, great skills. Thank you, Douglas. I thought my Cosby impression was okay at best.
Yeah. It wasn't so bad.
Not
Taz
as bad.
Impression, though.
Yeah, my Taz impression. Hey, I'm Taz over here.
Hey.
And, hey, I'm going to suplex you.
Hey, Johnny. What's going on over there? Hey,
I'm Taz over here.
Mama Lukes, you Mama Lukes.
Hey, Taz.
Johnny's getting pissed off.
That's all I got. John, SCU wins the match tonight. They beat the Jurassic Express, the Varsity Blondes, and the Acclaimed. My favorite part of this match was the Acclaimed promo before the match. When he said that Varsity Blondes was going to be on Dark Side of the Ring in 10 years. And I was like, oh,
that was amazing.
That's a hard line because I literally just saw Brian Pillman Jr. on Dark Side of the Ring this week on the Dark Side of the Ring about his dad.
Did it come out, the new one?
Yeah, I think it came out tonight.
Tomorrow.
But I saw the first hour of the Pillman doc. It's a two-hour premiere, but I saw the first hour
shit.
That they released. And it is dark. You want to talk about Dark Side of the Ring? It's super dark, and Pillman Jr.'s in it, and his mom caused some really dark things to happen. So, like, if
wow.
you watch it,
and then
if
he
you
dropped
watch
that
it,
in the thing.
And then he drops oh. that in a promo, I'm like, oh, God. And, like, you heard wow. the crowd go, oh, because other people have yeah. seen this thing, and they know. And it's like, God damn, man, you're going to say this about, like, he could have picked any one of them to any one of the teams to say it about. He picked Varsity Blondes. He goes, Varsity Blondes, in 10 years, you're going to be on Dark Side of the
wow.
Ring. The same week that the Dark Side of the Ring about this guy's dead father is coming out. It's like, damn.
Then at the end,
man,
he was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he said that.
Oh, it was hard. It was hard. But you got to come hard in your promos. That's what AEW's all
yeah,
about,
sure.
man. You got to come hard. And it was
I like the Acclaimed.
Hard.
Very good.
That guy is pretty good, man. The John Cena guy, yeah. I like him, the rapper. He says
yeah,
some
yeah,
things sometimes.
It is
and
John
like,
Cena-ish,
yeah.
but it's very good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. But, like, he says some things sometimes. You're like, damn. Damn. And that's what good, like, battle rap is supposed to do. You're supposed to hear some shit and you go, ooh, you know, like, damn, son, he said that to yeah. you. You know, like, that's what you're supposed to get. That's the feeling. And he brings that feeling. That Dark Side of the Ring comment was dark. Oh, no.
Amazing. I didn't know
AJ's
that was that. I'm going to
watch
that after.
Oh,
that after.
No. He's
is
been
he
unbanned. He's been unbanned.
You unbanned
no.
him. Well, he's got to match whatever people super chat tonight, right?
Oh,
so
that's
deal.
Right. AJ, so you got to match
AJ.
Angelo and Douglas Hepburn.
Loosen
super
up the
chat.
Wallet there, buddy. Yeah, you told him last time. He's like, I'm on a budget. What budget? What budget is he on? He's on a budget.
He's a millionaire.
Oh, I see this guy.
Hangs around with
yeah,
Harvey
I know.
Keitel.
Sits on his money. Yeah, he's like Darkwing Duck there. He's a Scrooge McDuck. He just sits on his little money stacks.
And you see,
he's
spamming the chat already. He's already in the chat, and he's spamming, spamming, spamming. And I'm telling you,
I can't see it.
This he's gonna get banned again. AJ, keep spamming. The past like six messages, it's all AJ. This is why AJ gets banned. Danny Brook Media. That's AJ Gillespie.
Yeah, what is Danny Brook? I don't even
I'm
know
not
what
sure.
it is.
But that's what
it's been around for like
one
4 years.
One of his many aliases, we suspect online.
He's explained it before.
Yeah, and he is.
I've
on,
never heard it.
He is on with us every Thursday night for the MMA show. And, yes, the Ringside Report team, thank you. We love you. They say it's been 18 months that Danny Brook has been banned, and now tonight, unbanned.
Wow.
But honestly, AJ, honestly, and I'm saying this with a knife in my hand, and I am threatening you, specifically AJ D'Alessio, watch yourself or you will get banned again. And look, he says, wow, I feel free like OJ Simpson. Terrible, AJ. And it's really not the thing
wow.
to say when I am
talk
the one
dark side of the
I am the one holding the knife this time, AJ, not OJ. Okay?
Hey.
Wow.
Yikes.
Business is picking up.
I'm telling you, AJ's gonna get banned again. AJ, I'm telling you, stop spamming the chat. You are going to get banned again. We will ban you. It will happen
ban
again.
Him. Get him out of here.
Should we ban him?
But he's got to match the super chats.
He's not matching
he's
the super
chats. He's
got to match
the super chats.
And he's spamming. He like, I think, you know, Glenn, it's up to you, man. If you want to ban him, we can ban him. It's really, I'm putting the power in your hands tonight. If you want to ban AJ, AJ is banned whenever Glenn decides he's banned.
Oh, shit. No, that's not bad because he's got to match the super chat.
Yeah,
so let's
chance.
See what he does.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, we'll give him a chance. Give him a chance. He doesn't know anything about wrestling either. He just talks about all kinds of
oh, yeah.
You should bring him on the wrestling show one
no.
day. So
he doesn't know anything about wrestling.
But that's what's funny. Because he thinks he knows. He'll Google it. He'll try to look it up as we're talking, as AJ does. He'll try and find all that stuff, all his little factoids, and he'll botch it.
Of course. I mean,
in a glorious fashion.
I mean, he does that with MMA and he knows MMA. So imagine pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. SCU beats the Jurassic Express, Varsity Blondes, and the Acclaimed in the Fatal 4-Way. I didn't love the match, but SCU won, and now they get a title shot against the Young Bucks next week on Dynamite. Johnny, what'd you think about the match? Do they win the tag titles next week? What's up? Or do they break up? I think they break up, right? They're not beating the Buckaroos.
Well, this wasn't a great match to showcase them. This match just seemed like a mess from start to finish. And if this was to showcase SCU, it did a horrible job doing that. Like you just said, like, you don't believe in them whatsoever. They barely even won that match. Like, they're not just going to beat the Bucks out of nowhere on a TV show. Like, it's not even the pay-per-view. The pay-per-views are going to be in a couple of weeks, so it feels like it's going to be actually Moxley and Kingston, I think, against the Bucks at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, Moxley and Kingston against the Bucks at the pay-per-view? For the belts?
They just won tonight.
I mean, yeah, who else would it be? Yeah. I really don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. It can't be FTR again because they're heels, you know? You look at babyface tag teams. Who are the babyface tag teams in the company? It's SCU. I mean, we kind of saw a showcase of it tonight, right? Unless Cody wants to
blondes,
grab somebody.
The guns. The gun club.
Cody could get involved, but doubtful, right? Maybe somebody, the Dark Order, you know? Like, I'd like to see Uno and Grayson get a shot. The gun
no
club.
No Dark Order tonight, eh?
No Dark Order whatsoever. Yeah, a little disappointing, but, you know, there's only so much time on the show. And Johnny Hungy's not around, so, like, who cares? We, you know,
where's Hungy, Johnny Hungy?
He's hurt. He's hurt because since the Darby Allin match. Yeah, he's still hurt. So, you know, Dark Order's kind of on pause until the leader of Dark Order, Johnny Hungy, comes back. Hangman.
He's the leader? I thought it was Evil Uno or whatever.
There is no leader. There is no leader right now. I mean, it was Mr. Brody. Rest in peace. We miss you, Brody. But other than that, I'd say Johnny Hungy is the new leader of the Dark Order.
Really?
I thought it was Evil Uno. Nah. I mean, he kind of started the Dark Order with Grayson, but Johnny Hungy's taken over that group, right? Right, John? I mean, even you can admit, Johnny Northy, that Johnny Hungy is the leader of
Johnny
Dark Order.
Johnny Northy. Jenny.
Terrible. Horrible.
Jenny.
I'm just trying to pop the boys, John.
If anything, Cole Cabana should be the leader, but he's just there.
No.
And unfortunately, Uno is too. Like, you even say it right there. Like, you say no. I feel like he doesn't mind being there at this point. He doesn't seem like he's very interested in doing anything but just showing up.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. I like Uno. But yeah, I guess you're right, John.
I said Cabana.
Oh, sorry, Cabana.
Yeah,
you think Cabana's the leader?
No, I said he should be, but he doesn't try or anything. He's just there, you know?
Yeah, you're right, 100%. I think you're right, though, about the Moxley and Kingston thing. That does make sense for them to face the Bucks at the pay-per-view. They would be the top tag team. They do seem to be a tag team. Moxley versus Yuji Nagata next week. I don't think Moxley's going to drop the belt to Nagata next week. I think they'll have a great match, and it seems to be more of this cooperation between AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling, which I like very much. Yuji Nagata, I've said it before.
Super chat.
Hey, thanks for the super chat. We appreciate you.
Super chats. Who's super chatting? I can't see the names.
Hamilton.
I just see. Let's go,
Patrick
man.
C. Hamilton. He says, let AJ chat only on shows he's not part of. Not sure of his multitasking skills. Yeah, that's a solid point there, Patrick. AJ's not great at multitasking. He should not be chatting on the shows that he's on. It doesn't make sense because he can just talk instead of go in the chat. It's very bizarre, but he would still try and do that.
I wonder if he's got a shot yet. I hope
we appreciate you. Patrick, you are the Super Chat leader so far tonight. Angelo was our leader before, but Patrick with that latest Super Chat.
15 bucks.
The leader. He's a good man, Patrick.
Good.
Out in Regina, Saskatchewan. We always appreciate you, Patrick.
Heavy
Thank key. You for participating with the show. We really appreciate it. You guys are the lifeblood of the Ringside Report Network. I say it time and time again because I mean it. God damn it. I mean it. All right. And let's get those subscribers up. We need more subscribers on the channel. We need more likes on this video. We need all sorts of things from you that we are asking for. All right.
Let's say they're 15 bucks. We ban AJ.
Oh.
Well, yeah. We'll let the chatters decide.
Somebody
you guys
drop
want them banned?
Chat. People don't want him banned, though. Patrick doesn't want AJ banned. He wants him
okay,
on
if you
show.
Want to save AJ.
Liked.
Super chat to save AJ.
Super chat to save AJ.
Oh, boy.
We all like AJ. He's a good guy.
Are you hyped to see Yuji Nagata? Either of you care about the Yuji Nagata, John Moxley, IWGP US title match next
no.
week?
No.
Nope. I think it'll be a very good match. I think you guys will enjoy it. But Yuji Nagata is an opening match guy on New Japan. He's kind of past his prime. He's one of the older guys helping the young boys. So he's not like a star of New Japan. Again, he's not like a Naito. He's not Okada. He's not Kota Ibushi. He's not Evil. He's not Sanada. You know, he's not one of the top guys. He's not Tama Tonga. He's not Bad Luck Fale. He's not Tangaloa. Like, all those guys that I'm mentioning, if those guys were to show up in AEW, right? Crazy. Yeah. Like, if Okada were to show up in AEW, if Tanahashi were to show up in AEW, Naito, you know, anyone, those guys, those are the elite, upper echelon of New Japan. They are some of the, you know, best wrestlers in the world, best wrestlers of all time, quite frankly. And if those guys were to show up, an Ibushi, like if Ibushi shows up in AEW, oh my God,
super
okay?
Chat, super chat.
That's something. Another one, Douglas Hepburn.
He says, save hey, Patrick, AJ.
Hey, Patrick, Regina needs an NHL team. Save AJ. Thank you, Douglas. Appreciate
it. What would the Regina
you.
Hockey team be called, though? What do you think, Johnny? What would they call a hockey team in Regina?
What would you call tough. It? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I right away, I would think, like, Regina, like, Renegades. But people would think the football team right away, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Renegades isn't really a hockey team. A hockey name. Really not a Canadian hockey name. I don't know. What do you think, Dave?
The Sasscats. Sassy Cats from Saskatchewan.
Sassy Cats?
The Sassy Cats.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think
people get upset about that.
The Regina Sassy Cats. You know, they're from Saskatchewan. They're sassy. They're cats. Saskatchewan.
Like the
Sassy
ice cats.
Cats.
Ice Cats.
All right.
Bobcats. Bobcats could work.
Bobcats.
Are there Bobcats out there? I don't know, man.
How about the...
What they got in Regina? What's Regina known for? Fudge?
The Flatlands.
How about the Regina Wrecking Crew? Could they do that? That's a pretty dope
the Regina
team.
Wrecking Crew.
The Regina Wrecking Crew, brother. Come on, man.
We did have the Mighty Ducks at one time. So, I mean, then it switched to the Ducks. So.
Yeah, Mighty
we did
Ducks
have the Mighty
is pretty
Ducks.
Good. That's a great hockey team. Name.
Anything can happen in the NHL.
The Super
Regina
Bucks.
Green. I don't know if Green would work. I don't know if Regina Green would work.
Not so much.
The Regina Flats? No.
I don't care.
No.
Kenny Omega is being interviewed by Tony Schiavone. Tony tells him that Pac, you really are. You're giving it deep thought.
I really am. I'm like tilting my head. I'm thinking. All right.
Well, give us some thought. Write a list of your 10 best suggestions, and we'll review them next week, okay?
Put it in the chat there, guys. Give Delasio something to do. The Regina Sasquatches.
Now he's going to spam the chat with these fucking ideas.
Yeah.
Tony,
take it away, AJ.
Tony Schiavone tells Kenny that Pac and Orange Cassidy will wrestle each other next week, and the winner faces Kenny for the AEW Championship at Double or Nothing. Kenny is down with the idea of facing Pac. He's faced him in the past. They've traded wins. Pac is a worthy adversary. And then Orange Cassidy shows up. Kenny's like, just make the match Pac versus Kenny Omega, Double or Nothing. Orange Cassidy shows up, and Kenny cuts a really good promo on him. I thought the promo was great, saying, you know, you're fun, people like you, but you're not championship material. He took Orange's sunglasses, gave them to Nakazawa. He kind of bullied Orange Cassidy, and he says that, you know, Nakazawa looks more like a champion than you do, Orange Cassidy. Maybe I'll see you in 10 years when you're a fully grown adult, and we can talk about whatever. Wherever, you know, just mocking Orange Cassidy. I thought that was a fantastic promo by the world champion Kenny Omega on Orange tonight. It does lead me to believe that it might be Orange versus Kenny for the belt at Double or Nothing, which I don't really want to see. I hope it is Pac, because I think Kenny has had probably his best matches in AEW against Pac, and I think that they would have another killer match at Double or Nothing. Orange would make more sense because they haven't wrestled on pay-per-view against each other, but I think it would kind of come full circle for Kenny to defend the title here against Pac in a killer main event on the next show. Johnny, your thoughts? Will it be Orange?
Well, it's not for the next show. It's for the next pay-per-view, right?
This is next pay-per-view.
Who's going to wrestle the pay-per-view? So that's a kind of a huge thing. I mean, if I was booking it, it'd be Pac, but I really feel like it's going to be Orange Cassidy. After that win over Penta, it really felt like they were going to make him the number one contender, and now they just need that one more match to pretty much make it official, and this is what they're pretty much doing. problem is with Pac, like, I agree. I think he's a better wrestler and it'd be a better match, but they aren't really pushing him in that direction. Orange Cassidy had been doing it for a couple weeks now, so it just feels like that's the direction they're going with. They're not just going to change it. I wish they would, but I don't think they will.
I agree with you. I think it is going to be Orange. I think the Pac match would be better, but I think Kenny could have a great match with anybody. I think you'll have a great match with Orange at the pay-per-view too. I just don't know that a lot of people want to see Orange challenge Kenny at this point on a pay-per-view when AEW only has 4 pay-per-views a year. Is Orange really the type of challenger that's been built up enough that you see as an actual threat to Kenny Omega, especially now? As high as he's riding, Impact champion, you know, AEW champion, beating everybody.
It's going to be a three-way match. Three-way match.
I think that they'd be better off that way.
That's what they're going to do. It's going to, there's going to be some kind of, like, I think a schmoz where they both get DQ'd. Omega's
Kenny
probably
going
to. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that's going to happen. And it's going to be a three-way, which is good.
I don't know.
That's going to be amazing. You don't think
so? I don't know
about
that.
They don't do it. That's a WWE
move
for sure. But
yeah, exactly. It's a WWE thing. They don't do that here.
Well, then it's going to be Orange, unfortunately.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They kind of do WWE type things sometimes.
I think they would. I think it makes sense.
Not with finishes. Not with match finishes.
Eh. I would like to see it. I would like to see a triple threat, but you're right. With a match finish, they kind of usually have a clean deal there. Miro did an interview, and he cut a promo on Darby Allin because he will be wrestling Darby Allin for the TNT title next week.
Hey, you don't want to see that? Wow.
I want to see that. You don't want to see that?
Well, that's what Glenn was saying. Horrible.
Why?
No. I think his promo was horrible. Yes. Yeah. No, I love
promo,
him wrestling.
Okay.
He's a great. Yeah, his promo was just ridiculous. He stumbled his words a few times there. I forget what he said, but he completely sounded like, I don't know. Like, fuck, I wish I remembered it. I made a mental note of it. Now it's gone. But he made the stupidest comment. Like, he did, like, a typical kind of Quebecois where he switched the words across, like, around, you know what I mean? Where it's, like, instead of headshot, they say shot head. I'm going to shot head you. He said something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't notice.
But English isn't his first language, so.
Yeah.
No, I fair enough. I'm just saying it. He's horrible at, well, come on. He's not, I've watched him. He's not that bad. I've watched him on whatever that WWE show was, the reality thing there.
Total
he
Divas.
Was on with his wife.
Yeah.
Yes, Total Divas. Yeah, and he's not that bad at English. He's pretty good. He's got a great sense of humor. It's just his character that he's playing is, I don't know.
He's angry. You know he's big, and I have a hard time believing Darby
Rusev.
Allin's going to be able to beat him next week.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, he's a machine, man. He should win for sure.
And he's been built pretty strong too. I don't know. I feel like at this point, Miro beating Darby. Darby's involved with the Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky, but maybe they could just flip that into a tag team thing with Sting and take the TNT belt off Darby, give it to Miro, and kind of go from there. Like, I don't know. I'm interested in this match.
I think Darby's going to take a beating.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get flung around like crazy. Maybe they'll figure out something where he could win, like, I don't know, he pulls something out of his ass at the end or something, but he's going to take a beating the entire match. He's going to be flung around worse than Sammy tonight. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
He's going to be
taking huge bumps.
I
think you're right. It's going to be brutal. And, you know, tonight he took the stairs and everything. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like this might be the time. You know, the pay-per-view's coming up. Maybe you flip it to Miro here. I think it would be a good move. Miro needs the belt more than Darby does. Like, Darby's a made man at this point. Miro kind of needs something to be relevant.
Yeah,
he's big, he's strong. It's kind of a good reboot. Kip Sabian, who he attacked last week, his former tag team partner, he's legit injured. He's having surgery. He's going to be gone for a while. So Miro needs to do something else. I think this might be the time to pull the trigger on Miro. Like, Darby has been a tremendous TNT champion, but you could just talk about how he's been defending the title week after week in these bust-ass matches, and his body's getting beat up a little bit, and Miro is a monster, and Darby got tossed down the stairs and beat up last week, so he's still hurt from that. Like, there are ways to to have Darby lose here where he doesn't look like a loser, I think he could still look very good going forward. I think he's a future AEW World Champion. I really do. He's shown himself to be a very, very good in-ring competitor. As far as his promos, I think he's still lacking a little bit, but god damn does he ever make up for it in the ring. And you see Jeff Hardy, like, Jeff Hardy was never a great promo, and Jeff Hardy and Darby Allin are compared to each other a lot. Jeff Hardy caught fire. He became a world champion, beat Triple H, you know? I mean, this guy, he got to the top, and I think Darby could get to the top too one day. I don't know if he'll be like a multi-time champion, you know, like Jeff Hardy beat Triple H, but he wasn't Triple H. You know what I mean? I don't think Darby will ever be like Kenny Omega where he's like top dog or Chris Jericho type of thing, main eventer forever. But I could see him getting super to the main event, chat. You know, and being very good there. Angelo dropped a super chat.
Angelo.
And he says, beautiful. Miro versus Allin for the TNT title. It should be a great match. I agree 100%, man. I think it's going to be a great match because I think Miro's great. I think Darby's great. And I think they're going to mesh really well together. This could be the time, though, when Darby loses. I'm interested. I could see Darby retaining, too. I don't know how this is going to go. I like that. I like not knowing. Johnny, your thoughts on the match next week?
Well, I think this really just goes to show you how over Darby Allin is and how much you can believe in that whole like underdog kind of gimmick where it's like it feels like the odds are always against him, but somehow, some way, he always seems to find a way to get by. But finally, it feels like now the odds are too much stacked against him. Tough opponent. Plus, he's probably injured going into the match. It feels like it's too much. But you always have that doubt where it's like, well, it's Darby Allin. He's overcome it time and time again, and it feels like he might do it again. But I agree with you, too. I think it should be time for Miro. If Darby's going to lose it, Miro's the guy to lose it to. Like, there should be a title change next week.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That would be big, too, if Miro won the title from Darby. Because Darby's had a really good run. And it would be huge for Miro. Oof. I kind of want to see it, man. I kind of do. I really, I think it would be a good move for AEW right now. We'll see. We'll see. That's next week on Dynamite. The show looks pretty good next week. But, of course, the main event tonight was the Pinnacle versus the Inner Circle. The Pinnacle beats the Inner Circle via surrender in the Blood and Guts match. Hager was bleeding before the match started on the side of his head.
Was he bleeding?
Yeah.
I thought he wrote something there. Did he write something?
I don't know. John? I thought it was blood.
No. It said like RX.
See, at first I thought it was blood too, but then it looked like he actually wrote something. I guess it was like maybe like paint or something. Yeah.
Because they were supposed to be from prison and all this other stuff. Yeah, it was some weird. I'm sure it's some tribute to something or that he likes, but yeah, he definitely wrote it. It said like R something.
It was weird. I don't know. I don't know what was going on in the side of his head. I thought it was blood, but everybody else was bleeding in this match. Good God Almighty. MJF was a bloody mess. Dax Harwood was a bloody mess. Sammy Guevara, I think Ortiz or something. One of them, maybe Santana or I don't know. There
Cash
was so much
was
blood.
Worse, actually.
Yeah.
Cash Wheeler was really bloody. I don't know. MJF.
He ran out of blood.
MJF was pretty
rough halfway through the match.
MJF
was rough, but Cash was like gushing blood, like pretty much like midway to almost all the way to the end. Like it was a lot of blood. MJF, it just seemed like it would just stayed the way it was. It was stable, but like Cash, it was just gushing.
Yeah. A lot of blood. Jericho was bleeding. Like, everybody was bleeding. And in a match called Blood and Guts, you expected it, right? But it was just like, damn, man. It was
shocked Jericho
violent.
Didn't bleed. Jericho
he did by
that.
The end of
did.
It.
Well, a little bit. But not anything like crazy. You know what I mean?
When he was like, on top of the cage there, he bladed. After MJF punched him in the head with the diamond ring, that's when
he
started bleeding.
Yeah.
He did a blade right after that. It was quite obvious. Just the way Jericho kind of went down after the punch. So MJF and they just beat the shit out of each other, right? It was awesome. You guys have some favorite moments of this match? MJF climbed at the top of this thing, and
that wasn't it.
He was beating up Jericho. They traded submission holds there, trying to get the other guy to tap out, because this match was either you surrender or one guy from your team taps out, but they could only have a finish when all 10 guys, all 5 members of each team were in the match, and that's when the bell actually rang and the match officially started, right? And MJF won it for his team by threatening to throw Jericho off the top of the cage. So MJF got out of the cage. Tully Blanchard let him out, and MJF went to the top to try and escape. Jericho followed him. They fought for a while. The finish was MJF threatening to throw Jericho off the cage, and then Inner Circle was like, no, we surrender. Don't kill Chris Jericho. And then, of course, MJF killed Chris Jericho anyways, throws him off the top of the cage, and Jericho lands into like a structure that looked like it was like the ramp, but it was like kind of elevated and there was crash pads underneath. It was like ramp kind of flooring.
It was cardboard
ramp and then like a crash pad. It still looked rough because like, yeah, okay, it was a crash pad. He didn't fall through like a ton of bricks or whatever, but he's still 50 and he fell from a pretty good height and he went through a pretty rough match, and that shit's gotta hurt. Like, it doesn't feel great. Like, maybe he's fine. I hope he's fine. And
I don't think it was that big a spot. Like,
but it wasn't.
He didn't take that much of a beating in the match.
It wasn't nothing. I mean, at the end, to kind of punctuate the match, I thought it was pretty cool to see Jericho fly off the cage. I liked it. Let's see you do it.
I'll do it right now into a bunch of cardboard boxes. No problem.
Well, we don't have, setup. We don't have the,
I'll do it right now.
We don't have the budget for things roof. Like that, but I don't know, Johnny. I like seeing Jericho, you know, 50 years old going through a match like that. He's bleeding. And then at the end of it, he gets tossed off the top of the cage. Okay. The bump wasn't, you know, the worst bump you've ever seen, but I don't know. He's 50, man.
Super chat.
He's been through a lot, too. Thank you. Douglas Hepburn.
Look at you guys.
Douglas Hepburn taking over as the super chat leader of the night. It was Patrick, and then it was Angelo with Angelo's latest super chat. But now Douglas Hepburn, I do believe, has taken over.
I'm so happy right now.
As our super chat. Maybe Angelo's still
I can't
the
wait
leader.
To see AJ. AJ's probably disappeared from the chat right now because he knows he has to match this. This is amazing. I might super chat $50 myself just to screw with AJ.
Yes, Douglas Hepburn. Douglas Hepburn is slightly
do it right
edging
now.
Out.
It's my phone.
Slightly edging out myself. Angelo right now as the super chat leader. Thank you. He says you guys are best, uncensored est. Ask AJ, except AJ wouldn't understand that reference at all.
Not a clue.
Because he is not the EST of the Ringside Report Network.
Of the WWE.
That's right. AJ would not get that reference. He's still talking about the Regina hockey team. He's still stuck on that because AJ's brain
that's
is
job.
Like skipping
I saw Regina
around.
Renegades. Actually, Renegades wasn't too bad.
I think
and
we
I
already
see their
suggested
their...
that.
Their opening song, hey, 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 hey. Everybody skating around their little warm-ups, living like we're renegades. You know, I can see Saskatchewan.
I don't know that song.
Kind of going nuts on that.
What song is that?
What do you mean you don't know that song? It's Renegades.
Well, I think
Renegade.
The problem, though, they said, though.
Never gave a damn. Because I'm a renegade. Never give it that song. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's
never
no.
gave it. Never talk about anything. Anything. Yeah, renegade. There you
renegade.
Go. That song.
Not
that's
that one,
renegade.
No. I'm thinking about hey, living like we're renegades.
I don't know.
Don't
that.
Make me break out my guitars. I got my guitars back.
Hey,
I'll
hey,
play.
Ho, ho, Miz and Morrison. That song.
That's a good song.
All right, Johnny. Sorry, one. Sorry, we were singing. Sorry, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, what was the question again?
Jericho's
something about
bump.
Jericho?
Your favorite spots of the match.
Yeah, what did you think of the blood and guts, brother?
Well, I think if you would have told me that Jericho was going to take a bump off the top of the cage, I would have said, like, yeah, right. So that was a
that's
nice
true.
Surprise. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it was
yeah.
nice that happened. I really like the fact that the Pinnacle was all dressed in white and that you had the Inner Circle all dressed in black. Like, that helps so much when you're watching this match because there's so much chaos and carnage going on. You really need to have everyone, like, color-coded to understand who's what, you know, and, like, who's color-coded. On the, what team and what's going on.
Color-coded.
The uniforms were good.
You need that.
Yeah, you're right.
You need that. Good. No, it's really important because, like, if you have all these different colors, like, it kind of throws things off a bit. I know it might seem like a little thing, but it really helps a lot for that kind of match. Because there's so much action going on, it's really hard to tell what's really happening sometimes. So that helps a lot. I like that. I think the spot for me was probably Sammy and Sean Spears when they both did the double springboard and then they did the Spanish fly.
Yeah.
Like, that was like, same wow. Here. And then that was the match. Crazy. The match just kind of picked up after that. It was like crazy spot after crazy spot. Like, it just, and the violence picked up as well. I felt like they started bleeding, I think, a bit more after that. So that really just felt like it was the start of all the violence, was that big spot.
Yep. Great violence. Yeah. It delivered, right? I don't think you can complain about Blood and Guts. Whatever you
commercial breaks
expected.
That's what, yeah. That's what bothered me. The commercial breaks, man. Once it was starting to pick up, commercial break. And you could watch it in screen on screen.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
During the commercial, because like a lot of important stuff happened during the commercial, like Tully giving the key, opening the door, that was during the commercial. I was paying attention to that.
Yeah, I saw that too because I was caught up by that point, so I was watching live. I was having a little.
It's just a shame.
Alaskan Ice.
I'd rather see it on the big screen with the commentary. You know,
they tore apart the ring during the commercial. Like I was paying attention to that stuff.
Yeah, no,
there's a lot of big spots that are happening in the screen on screen. It sucked. That's what I mean. I want to see it on the live.
Did you guys also notice? You guys also noticed during the picture at one point when Tully let MJF escape and then MJF climbs to the top and then Jericho follows him. Jericho is clearly just waiting for TV to come back.
Just hanging there. Climb.
He was just hanging there. Yeah. He's like, hey.
He was just hanging there. Like,
he was like clearly waiting for TV. And then it's like, oh, you're back to the big screen. And it's like, oh, Jericho's climbing again. I wonder why.
He was pandering to the crowd. He was like, you know, he's looking at the crowd and like, yeah. I'm going up.
He knew.
Yeah, that was good. Sure I did, mean, that's, you know, Jericho knows TV. He gets it. He was waiting for his cue. But, the problem is you're still watching it. Like, we can see you, Jericho. You know, it's on the small screen. We see what's going on here. You're just waiting. What are you waiting for? Sometimes,
the finish really bothered me. Sorry, go on, Dave. I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah, we'll get to the finish. I just, sometimes they do things on the little screen that, like, it's clear that they're not really trying that hard to entertain you on that screen. So it's just like, why have the screen if Jericho's just going to be standing there buying time until real TV comes back, right? Like, it's not treated like real TV. Like, it kind of is. Like, things do happen. But then at the same time, Jericho's just like, I'm going to chill till the real show comes back because, come on, guys.
Yeah, let's be real. It's like a TV timeout in hockey.
Jericho knows. You know what I mean? Look, I'm not going to fall off the cage. Like, on picture-in-picture when we're on commercial. You know, I'm going to wait for this shit to really pick up. So, but the ring was torn apart tonight. It was really good. A violent match. Glenn, you didn't like the finish. You didn't like MJF threatening the Inner Circle.
The thing, I definitely didn't. I thought that was a stupid ending. But the thing that got me a little bit is, like, his finishing move, that kind of, like, reverse armbar that he does, like, how does that drain Jericho so much? Like, something like the Lion Tamer or the Walls of Jericho, whatever you want to call it, that's draining. You know what I mean? A figure four leg lock is draining. You know what I mean? A sharpshooter is draining. A fucking arm bar over here doesn't drain you to the point where you can't stand up and can't defend yourself or he's going to throw you off the cage. You know what I mean? So that's what kind of got me a little bit. You know, like, I know he stuck him in it twice and he hit him with the ring before, so that dazed him a little bit. But not to the, like, Jericho was still, like, complaining, like, no, I'm not doing, you know, I'm not going to tap. And, you know, he was still there talking, and now it's like, you're just going to stand there, and all you got to do is circle out there, buddy. He gave you a lot of space. You know, just knock his hand away. No, you're not going to throw me off the cage. Like, it's not a draining finishing move. Like, it's just not.
Yeah, I think at that point it's kind of like the accumulation of all the shots that they're kind of selling. But
he didn't take that much damage. That was the thing. Everybody else took a shitload of damage in that match. He didn't.
Jericho,
he didn't take a lot of damage
up until the end when he flew off the cage. He didn't take much compared to everybody else in the match, right?
Yeah.
But then at the end, Sammy, the final spot kind of. Sammy took a lot. Sammy. But the final spot kind of, like, you know, evened it up for Jericho, right?
Yeah, I just didn't. I thought the ending was a little called in. I mean, it's not what I want to see for sure. They could have. Anyways, what are you gonna do? Cool seeing Jericho go off the cage. I was even messaging my buddy. There's no way Jericho's going off the cage. I didn't see that setup that they had with all the cushioning and stuff. But I could show you the text. I literally wrote, "There's no way Jericho's going off the cage." So it's kind of cool that he did.
AJ texted me. He said, "Is that guy dead?" And I said, "Yes, AJ. Rest in peace, Jericho."
Jesus Christ.
He is dead. He died.
He's dead, AJ.
AJ, that's AJ's understanding of wrestling. He's like, did that guy die? I'm like, yes, AJ. That happens all the time.
Yeah, but we got AJ watching wrestling, so it's not too bad, right?
Well, that's it. AEW is fun, man. AEW is fun. It's getting a lot of people interested in wrestling that might not watch, which is good. Yeah. That's what we need, man. We need more people watching wrestling.
Mm-hmm. It's the new Monday Night Wars.
Yeah, watch AEW, watch Raw, whatever. I enjoyed Raw this week, and I enjoyed Dynamite. Can you imagine? Could SmackDown be good?
Probably not.
I hope it is. I heard NXT was amazing last night, so I might even catch up on that.
Yeah, I missed it.
The Macho Man documentary was good on A&E.
Amazing.
Really good, you know? It's fun.
Amazing. Love
it. Good stuff.
I love Sunday nights now, man. I got 90 Day Fiancé. I got the documentaries. I got when they go looking for their stuff or whatever it's called there.
I love that show.
It was Jerry
the King
Lawler this year.
Yes, that was really good. That show is so good. The hidden treasures or whatever it's called, finding the forever stuff. Just the vault, you know, just going out and seeing those guys trying to find their old stuff. It's so cool. Yeah. I love that show. That's
and
my
that
favorite
they actually
WWE
use the
show.
Main guys.
Yes. They have Undertaker. Angelo bringing it back, and I think Angelo just took the lead.
Angelo doesn't fuck around with this. Eh?
Angelo is a champion. He's a world champion. He took the lead away from Douglas Hepburn, and he says the picture-in-picture ruined the match. Thank you, Angelo. Thank you, Douglas.
Absolutely.
Angelo,
I agree.
Angelo, my man, the super chat leader. He doesn't like that picture-in-picture. I don't love
neither
it
way.
Either. I'd rather just skip through the commercials and not have to pay attention, to be honest. That's really why
exactly.
I like it. And I feel like if it's important enough. Yeah, it's a pay-per-view match. Do you need to have commercials during it? People don't like the commercials, right?
Well, it's
especially
TV.
During the main
of
event.
Of course, the commercials.
AJ was talking about the commercials too. He didn't like that there was commercials. Too many commercials.
But AJ's a walking commercial.
Super chat.
But that's how you pay the bills, right? That's how it works.
Another super chat. Who's super chatting now? There's super chats coming everywhere.
Did I say that? Or was that? Oh no, that was Patrick C. Hamilton dropping it.
Look at this.
He says, I like Dave and Johnny reviews of the Vice show. Oh, the Dark Side of the Ring. Should we bring those back, John?
Super chat.
I think we will. Oh, Douglas
Hepburn
says, I agree, Angelo. Oh, I think Douglas Hepburn just took the lead from Angelo. Yeah, he just took it back.
Things are heating up in the chat. I can't wait. Barely. What's the total? Because we need to let Anthony know what he needs to donate at the end of the show.
Yeah, because he's got to match the total from the show, right? That's rule.
Right.
Otherwise, he's
very excited about this. He's freaking out. He's probably trying to private message the guys right now. Stop. Don't do any more.
Yeah, keep super chatting because we're going to make AJ match the total for the night. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we'll see. Otherwise, he's banned again. He's been banned for 18 months from the chat. He has been brought back. And Glenn's rule, because I put Glenn in charge of AJ's, you know, discipline on the chat, Glenn's rule is as long as AJ matches the super chats for tonight, he can, you know, stay on the chat when we're doing our shows. But, you know, you guys are really driving up the super chats tonight, so AJ's going to have to reach deep. So keep going with the super chats. We appreciate you so much. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate you guys for supporting the Ringside Report Network. It is very much appreciated. Douglas Hepburn, you are the super chat leader so far tonight. You and Angelo in a very heated back and forth battle. Like, it's very tight. And Patrick C. Hamilton as well is like in it. As like, Patrick is in the battle. I don't know if he's leading, but he is close. I'd have to do a little bit of math.
Look at Donnybrook Media. Wow.
But I'm pretty sure Douglas is right now leading. And the total is Canadian 91-18. Thank you, AJ. You will be matching that total. And hopefully we get a little bit more tonight so we could bankrupt AJ. That's really the plan.
That's right. He's going to be eating Kraft dinner for a week at least.
I
love Kraft dinner, though.
Children. It's not nice.
Oh, too bad. You should have thought of that before. Yeah.
Well, if AJ's really in trouble, AJ, I will feed your kids, but not you. I will feed your kids, though, for a week or as long as you need me to.
I found the 10 bucks in the AJ, couch. I'll give that to AJ. There
and,
you go, AJ.
And that's a right fact, there. AJ. If you're ever in any kind of problem, and that's, you know, that goes for Freddie and AJ because they both have children. If you guys are ever in serious dire straits where, you know, you can't feed your kids, I will feed your kids, but I won't feed you. That goes to Fred and AJ. I'll feed your kids as long as they need to.
Oh, super chat.
Because David is for the children. TK dropping the super chat for AJ to match to the moon. To the moon. Thank you, TK.
That sounds kind of rough, though. To the moon, though.
What do you mean?
No, that's a great saying.
Douglas Hepburn is in the lead. Ringside Report, my team, can you please keep me up to date on the standings? I think Douglas Hepburn is still in the lead, but like, tell me if I'm wrong on that at a certain point. All right, thank you.
I can't see anything right now. I don't know what's
going on. Thank you, much love.
It just says latest. That's all it says.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't see. Yeah.
I see TK is the latest.
$6.99.
Thank you, TK. Appreciate you.
AJ's freaking out right now. Hey, by the way, he must be texting you right now. Well, he should be freaking out. That's AJ, over $100 we got going on.
And
here.
The show will end at some point, AJ, so you got to drop that super chat before the end of the show or you're banned.
Let's keep it going all night.
Sorry, AJ.
We're going to 4 a.m. You guys want to, let's do a review on the Dark Side of the Ring. Let's do it right now.
We should do a Dark Side of the Ring review, but you guys haven't actually seen it, so we couldn't do that. But
I'm watching
it
right after this.
John, you and I, I believe it was Patrick who liked it, right? Yes, we did do them last year when Dark Side of the Ring was on. And Patrick, we will be doing them on Wrestling Uncensored on Friday night. After SmackDown, we'll do the Dark Side of the Ring and we'll do...
big night for me.
And we'll do Wrestling Uncensored. I know, Glenn, that's hot tub night for you, so you can't.
That's
join
hot
us
tub
on
night,
Fridays.
Man. It's hot tub season, boys.
I know. And I'm
wait, did someone just super chat $37.44?
No. That's Douglas Hepburn's.
That's totals.
That's Douglas Hepburn's total for the night. He is the super
that's
chat
no, that's
leader
impressive.
Right now. Yes, thank you, Douglas. Douglas,
that's
and
a solid Uber Eats
Nick.
Meal there, man. Sushi right there, man. Thank you so much.
I don't even eat sushi.
Very nice of him.
I'm cheap. I like cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Oh, Five Guys, man. You got to go Five Guys.
I've never had Five Guys.
Everything's good.
I'm old school. I like McDonald's. Thank you.
Wow, who did 98? Wow.
No, I think that's the total for the night. So that's what AJ
has $1.93 away from 100.
Let's go, AJ. Let's go, AJ.
$1.83. Who's got $1.83? AJ, if you donate $1.83, you're off the hook.
Ooh, no, but you know, here's the problem. AJ can't actually super chat or do anything.
Why?
Because he doesn't know how to buy things online.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's never bought anything online ever. He doesn't know how. He doesn't have a understanding of how to do that.
What? It makes no sense.
Angelo wants
to
know.
That's a cover.
Angelo wants to know what his total is. Douglas Hepburn, we have his total up there in the chat. And Angelo wants to know his total. If we could get Angelo's total too, because I know Angelo and Douglas are in a bit of a battle.
$1.83.
Douglas is the leader, but Angelo is like not so far behind. So I think the team will get Angelo's total here in a second. And yeah, AJ doesn't know how to super chat, doesn't know how it works, doesn't know.
All right. Whoever wins tonight, I'm sending him a Glenn W.O. sweater.
Whoa.
Whoever wins tonight. Glenn W.O. sweater.
Whoa, Glenn is bringing it.
Retweets. You just got to send David your address. I'll get it out to you within 1 or 2 days.
Cool.
Let me know your size. They're very luxurious. It's like wrapping yourself in velour.
So nice.
No, you got a shirt. You don't have the sweater.
I know. So cool. Yeah. Look at you.
And I got matching underwear. So if you got a girlfriend, let me know her size. I could send you. I got thongs. I got boy cuts. I got whatever you want. But trust me, the sweater
is man's underwear?
Spectacular.
For Johnny?
No. Don't
get some Glenn W.O. undies on Johnny. What do you guys think about next week? It'll be SCU versus the Bucks, John Moxley versus Yuji Nagata, Miro versus Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy versus Pac. Like, they got a pretty good show set up for next week. Tonight's show was good, but next week you got a couple title matches, tag title match, IWGP US title match, TNT title match that, you know, Darby versus Miro, very interesting, probably going to be the main event. What is the main event? Is it Miro and Darby for the TNT title, or is it Orange versus Pac for a world title shot at Double or Nothing?
It's got to be the title.
I go with the title match.
Yep, I'd agree with that. And Hikaru Shida versus Britt Baker is official for the AEW Women's Championship at AEW Double or Nothing. Finally, DMD looking to become the new AEW Women's Champion. Angelo, there's your total there on the screen so you can see where you are. Thank you, Angelo. Appreciate you. Appreciate Douglas. Appreciate everybody super chatting here tonight. It's
who's getting the sweater? Who do I send it to?
A very, very nice night. We appreciate you very much. Very generous from all the Ringside Report.
I think it was Angelo.
Universe. No, I think
Angelo's the winner tonight.
No, Douglas. Well, Douglas. Douglas is leading right now. He's up at 30.
It's my dad's name. I like
37.44. Angelo's at 23.98, apparently.
All right.
So, yeah, Douglas is the leader, unless Angelo in the next couple of minutes here as we wrap up this show wants to beat him and be the winner of the Glenn W.O., sweet-ass Glenn W.O. hoodie in the size your choice that Glenn will send to you as the Super Chat leader of the night.
They retail for $69.69, by the way.
Send me your address. Sure they do.
Wow.
Send me your address, and we will send you
they
the
really
hoodie.
Do. $69.69. That's what I sell them
nice.
For. I'm all about marketing, boys. You should send them that shirt, too. I like that thing with the rooster there. You should throw that in. Throw in the rooster there with the star. What is that?
Send him my game-worn ringside. Like, it's just a game-worn T-shirt, baby. Dave Simon game-worn France T-shirt.
With his sweat.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Pure Simon.
Oh, so much grease and sweat in this shirt, baby.
That's right, man. Yeah. There you
it's
go.
Triple F, man.
What does it say? FFF?
FFS. Fédération de Football Français. The Triple F, the Golden Cock, the World Champions, France, the national
what
team.
What are they called? The Fighting Cocks? What are they called?
The Golden Cocks, baby.
Golden no. Cocks. There's no way a soccer team's called the Golden Cocks.
No, they're called Les Bleus, but it's Le Coq d'Or. Wait. It's the, you know, it's Le Coq d'Or. It's the fucking logo of France. The Golden Cock, baby.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they really
won, they won the World Cup.
Oh, it's not just because they, it's the Golden Cock is always on the logo of the France jerseys. Even when they haven't won the World Cup. See, this shirt only has one star. There's two stars right now on the France jerseys.
Oh, right? Super chat.
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Lucy says she's trying to send it for AJ.
Who's Lucy?
Lucy's AJ's, lady.
Guma. Really? No. So Lucy's trying to do it to get him off the hook?
I think she's trying to get AJ off the hook. Otherwise, he's banned. I think AJ is actually freaked out because he's going to have to match.
Oh, for sure he is. He's got a match.
It's like a serious.
He's got to match $98 or donate $1.83.
Angelo just dropped another one, and I think Angelo may have just taken the lead as the Super Chat leader of the night.
No. Douglas.
Did he just do that?
I don't know. What's his total? He was at $29.
Check it out.
Hold on. He was at
he doesn't want, Angelo.
Yeah, he doesn't want.
He's calculated it for sure, Angelo. Douglas, don't let it happen.
He is.
Dougie.
He is. I think Angelo just beat him by like 50 cents. Seriously,
Golden Cox will lose.
Golden Cox will not
Danny
lose.
Brooke Media.
Golden Angelo is
you better
now
donate
leader.
That buck 83.
Now, could the team give me the Angelo score? Am I right? Is Angelo the lead? I don't even need to know the totals or whatever. Just tell me if Angelo, who's our leader right now? Who's our Super Chat leader? Because I'm gonna close the show soon, and I need to know. I think it's Angelo. I just want the Ringside Report production team to confirm that for me, okay? AJ says the Golden Cox will lose.
Bucks
the Golden Cox will not lose, brother. The Golden Cox will not lose. When is the Euro Cup? Isn't there a Euro this year? There was supposed to be the Euro last year, but they didn't do it. Uh-oh.
Is that AJ?
I don't know. I actually haven't
Glenn W.O., love it for life. There you go, Dougie.
Douglas.
There you go, Dougie.
Taking it from Angelo. Just taking it.
Love it, Dougie.
He wants that hoodie. Glenn W.O. Oh,
yeah, I'm telling you. Angelo. 69-69. Retail.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Let me know what size you are. Coming out. Unless Angelo steals it again.
We are going to shut it down. We are going to shut it down. Angelo is now the lead. We can't just go on forever. But I think Angelo, who was the leader, has just been taken by Douglas. Good God almighty.
We'll give it 2 more minutes. Let's see if AJ can pull through or Lucy.
Angelo always comes through in the end, so you got to watch out for that. Like,
we'll send Angelo something at some point soon, too. I got to send Angelo something. Angelo deserves something.
Yeah, Angelo always. And we'll get him a sweater.
We're
going to
hook Angelo
up. We'll get you
up.
Both a sweater.
I want to get Angelo
we'll get
a mug or something. Oh, damn. Angelo just took over anyways. He's a super chat leader. Super chat.
Super chat. Jesus Christ.
See? Always happens. What's June 21st?
You're both getting a sweater from me. Don't worry.
Glenn is hooking you both up now.
Yeah, no.
You can stop battling. Yeah, they're
I'm the one losing money on this show now.
It's like an auction. It's like an auction for the Glenn W.O. hoodie. These are like limited editions, and they're auctioning it off. AJ saying June 21st. I don't know what June 21st, AJ.
Euro
still uploading
is what he's talking about.
Oh, the Euro is June 21st. Oh, next month. Next month. Oh, that's what Angelo's saying. Next month. I see. Yeah. I see. It's June. Nice. June 21st. AJ's like, give them both something. AJ, you still got to match the super chat.
You
got to
match
the
fucking. Don't. What a fucking guy. Yeah, all you have to do is figure out how to donate $1.83 before the end of the show, AJ, and you're off the hook. And we all know you're not going to do it, so you're going to owe like $150, and I'll come collect.
Well, didn't Lucy do something for him?
I'll find you.
I think she was trying to get it set up for her, but like, I don't know. It's getting
trying. You know how many times I've heard that? I'm trying to pay you. I'm trying to get your money together, Glenn. No.
And Glenn doesn't take trying. Glenn doesn't take waiting.
Nah.
Douglas Hepburn says,
I'm going to put a vig on that.
Douglas Hepburn taps. He's tapping out. Angelo is the super chat leader of the night. You are the winner, Angelo.
Ah, Dougie.
You're getting
still getting a sweater,
Glenn
Dougie.
W-O. Dougie and Angelo, contact me. Angelo, you know how to contact me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I'm on Dave Simon MMA on Twitter and Instagram. Contact me there. Just hit me up and say, hey, for the hoodie, send me your address or whatever on, Twitter, DM me or something, Angelo, and Doug, too. I don't know. I know Angelo follows me on Twitter. I don't know if Doug does. I think he might, but I'm not sure. At Dave Simon MMA on Twitter or Instagram, Doug, and if you're not on either of those things, I don't know. I don't know how else to read.
Email.
Email. We'll get it, man.
Yeah, you could email me. Yeah, you could email me to dave@ringsidereport.net. You could email me, Doug, and we'll get you the sizing and the everything for you. Dave, my name, @ringsidereport.net, like the website. You know the website. You've been to
the
website.
We go up to the Triple XL, by the way. Just saying.
Triple XL, baby. That's what we're talking about.
I can
get
whatever you need. Yeah, just in case. I don't know what people's sizes are.
Angelo knows where to find me. That's right, Angelo. So that's a little
good man.
It's a little scary. What do you mean?
Well, his name is Angelo. You don't want to. You don't want to mess around
with Angelo. I'm not messing with Angelo. AJ just got back. Or you could send to production@ringsidereportnetwork.com for info on anything that we do, or for the hoodie, Doug, as well. Oh, Lucy dropping
Johnny a hoodie too.
Lucy dropping another super chat. You know what? She's driving it up for AJ. Lucy, who's AJ's? You know. Thank you, Lucy. We love
it. It had to be AJ who did it, not Lucy.
Thank you,
Lucy. This is a loophole.
I know, but she didn't match. She's just driving it up so that AJ eventually has to match down the road. Thank you, Lucy. Just messing with AJ, which I appreciate very much. Shout out to Noah. Shout out to Caden. Love those guys. Good guys.
And the best is AJ probably got on her too. You gotta help me. You gotta help me out here. They're gonna make me pay $150. You gotta help me. Get on here.
AJ, I
need
know.
$183.
AJ, I know, is freaking out right now. He says
for sure.
Now Lucy is chatting.
For sure.
AJ's chatting through Lucy now. Lucy's like, AJ says he's the last of the big spenders. I like that AJ's now like trying to be like, well, maybe if I don't match, but I'm banned from the chat, you could chat for me because you could super chat and they're not going to ban you, Lucy, right? You could chat for me.
AJ will come back tomorrow. He'll come back strong.
That's right. AJ will be back with me tomorrow night, 8 p.m. right here on the Ringside Report Network. We're going to be talking about the UFC. They have a show this weekend. All their fights got screwed up, so we'll tell you what's still happening. It was supposed to be TJ Dillashaw versus Cody Sandhagen, but that's not happening now. It's like something else. We'll tell you what's happening in the UFC. It's what's her face? Michelle Watterson and somebody else.
Oh, the Karate Hottie.
Yeah,
he's
who's
back.
She fighting?
No, she's great though.
I'll tell you in a second.
Bet on her.
Bothering me.
Well, it depends who she's fighting.
You have no idea who she's fighting. And you also were the one who said bet on
Jessica
Andrade over Valentina.
No. I bet to win a lot of money. Even last week I bet $150 to pay out like almost like $1,100. But I mean, I had to bet on Brown or whatever. You got killed at the end.
Well,
I was actually doing all right.
Yeah.
Because you got to take risks to win the big money. I don't want to win $20. I want to win a lot of money. So you got to get
bet,
that one underdog.
I only bet on Jiří Procházka by knockout, and it was double your money on that. Jiří by knockout, bet 20, win 40. Easy.
No, but I got him too. Yeah, but I mean, I want to win big money. So, I mean, you got to take big chances.
I just
want to
double my money.
Too, so.
I just want to turn 20 into 40 every weekend. I'm good with that.
Fair enough. I want to turn 100 into 1,000.
Yeah, but then you lose 100. You wind up losing 100 that way. I don't like losing 100. I'm over here.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I got tossed aside. Whoa, I'm over here now.
What is happening?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Over Bet99.
Go to bet99.com. Use the promo code ringside when you sign up, and you will get a matching deposit bonus of up to $600 over at bet99.com. Glenn has his strategies. I have mine, and we're picking your winners every Thursday night, 8 p.m. here on Ringside Report MMA, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be back here tomorrow night with AJ and Freddie, and that's it. Just AJ and Freddie, right? There's not another person that's going to be joining us. I was like,
probably
AJ,
not.
Freddie, and
maybe Lucy,
the other guy. I don't know. Is there another guy? I don't think so. It's just us.
Matt Casavon?
No, I don't think he's joining us tomorrow. Nope. Just AJ and Freddie.
Doesn't your brother do it?
No, just AJ and Freddie. No, it's nobody else. I just got confused. It's been a long day, and I don't know. I'm confused.
Fred's brother once.
What? AJ's brother?
Fred's
brother.
That?
Fred's brother, Paul.
Fred's brother.
Yeah, Fred's kayfabe brother. He's like...
Why don't you get Lucy on? Get
Paul
AJ's
Garcia.
Girl on there. Get Lucy on there.
Lucy,
she's super chat and get her in.
Should come on and we'll take
Juicy
AJ
Lucy.
Off.
Get her on there.
Get Lucy.
Good old Juicy Lucy.
Take it easy. Take it easy. shout out
nice to AJ.
Everybody.
He knows a lot of dirt on me.
Yeah, really. You should be nice to AJ.
Me.
And he's told me some of this
AJ
dirt.
Knows a lot about me.
He's told me some dirt.
Sure
and
he
I'm
does.
Really, and I don't really understand. I don't understand what's going on, but I don't need to understand. I don't like I have questions in my mind, but I don't need to voice those questions. You know what I mean? Because I don't really need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I don't
right.
need to know. I'm good with it. I like you the way you are. You know what I mean? I don't need
Thank
to know
you.
Anything more. I
don't
need
ask
to
too
know.
Many questions.
Exactly.
That's what I always say. You ask too many questions.
You get answers
you
might
about?
Not be happy with or be comfortable with. You know what I mean? And
don't ask questions you don't want to hear the answers to.
I think you're
That's
fine.
That's what I always say.
I think you're fine. Johnny. I'm going to ask a lot of questions about you, though. I got a lot of questions, and you better give me some answers, okay? Thank you to everybody super chatting. We appreciate you very, very much. Very generous, you guys, tonight. Thank you for supporting the Ringside Report Network. We appreciate you. AJ, you do not win a shirt, but Angelo and Doug, you guys are both going to get some packages in the mail from the old Glenster. The Glenster is going to hook you up, baby. Thank you very much to our super chatters. Lucy, we appreciate you. Thank you, Lucy. Thank
Juicy
you to the
Lucy.
Super chat leader, Angelo. Angelo, you are the super chat leader once again, man. You are a legend
Incredible.
Of the team. We love you, buddy. Douglas Hepburn, thank you very much
Way
as
back.
Well. You are also a legend of the team. Patrick C. Hamilton, another legend. I mean, I got to give it up to you three. You guys are... the
strong name,
the masters of the universe here. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you guys. TK as well, messing with AJ. I love it. Angelo again, Douglas and Patrick, you guys are the superstars of this show. We appreciate you very much, and all the members as well. Thank you for becoming members. Don't forget to sign up, become a member. Derek John as well, I see you supporting tonight. Derek John is a member, and Derek John re-upped his support tonight, so I see you, my man. Thank you very much, Derek. And go to ringsidereport.net for everything else. Follow us online at Ringside Report on Instagram, at Ringside Report on Twitter, and hopefully Facebook gives us our Facebook page back because they killed it this week, and I don't know why. So give me my Facebook page back, Zuckerberg, or I will kick your ass. Okay? That's it. We love you. Like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Jesus. And so on.
Hell of a show.
Suck it, Zuckerberg.
Wow.